The remains of Christopher Columbus have been moved several times, from Seville to the Dominican Republic to Cuba and finally back to Seville, or so the Spanish government thought. In 1877, during construction on a church in the Dominican Republic, workers found a box of bones with the inscription, Columbus. José Lorente, director of the Laboratory of Genetic Identification at the University of Granada, says with the help of DNA testing, his team can probably find the answer.
We have a reference samples that we always need to compare. We have samples from the brother of Christopher Columbus and from the son of Christopher Columbus. They are both buried in the cathedral in Sevilla in Spain. We get DNA from the brother and from the son, and then we can compare to the DNA from Christopher Columbus and find out where is Christopher Columbus.
But he died 500 years ago. Is there still enough DNA in either grave that might identify him?
DNA, it degrades with the time, of course, as any other biological material, but it is possible to get DNA in, I would say, 70% of the cases. It's not going to be for sure, but our group and many other groups have been dealing with bones of or other kind of remains, 500 or even more, you know, 1,000 years old, mummies coming from Egypt or from other parts in Central and South America, and it's possible to get DNA.
Do the people in both places support the search for truth? Will they accept the result?
Well, right now they are moving slowly, but they are supporting clearing the authorizations for we to go and get the bones. I do not know what's going to happen once we have a final result, and because I mean they could accept or not. I don't know, but it's a big issue. For instance, in Dominican Republic, because Christopher Columbus is the mayor hero that they have over there, and it could be hard for them if we tell them, according to the results, that the bones that you have here are not the ones from Christopher Columbus. On the other side, this could be good for them, because Christopher Columbus wrote in his will that he wanted to be buried at the Dominican Republic. So probably they can ask formally the Spanish government to send all the bones back.
What happens if you don't get a match in either case?
I don't know. If there is no match, it means that there are two alternatives, so let the story there, or try to find out where they could be according to books of history or other cases.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome.
José Lorente, director of the Laboratory of Genetic Identification at the University of Granada.